FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Durban businessman's hopes of registering his Islamic State of Africa political party have been dashed again. Farhad Huma, who was accused of leading an ISIS cell in the country and once at the centre of a now withdrawn terrorism case earlier this year, announced his plans to start a new party. He said it would push for Sharia law in South Africa and insisted it had no affiliation with the Islamic State group, which has been designated a terrorist organisation by many governments. Newswatch's Nishera Sudhial reports.
In July, the Electoral Commission rejected Humar's application to register the party, saying he had failed to submit sufficient details of the registered voters who supported the founding of his party. The commission also said it received over 200 objections to the application. Huma appealed this ruling. In a statement to Newswatch today, the IEC confirmed that the commissioners considered the appeal and found no grounds to set aside the decision of the chief electoral officer. Huma says he disagrees with this decision and is consulting on whether to approach the High Court. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN is in for a wet and possibly stormy weekend. Rain is expected from this evening, with a warning covering most of the province issued for tomorrow. Forecaster at the South African Weather Service, Thandiwe Gumede, says cloudy conditions are expected tomorrow, with a 60% chance of rain and thundershowers over most parts of the province.
There is also an alert for severe thunderstorms. The severe thunderstorms may be accompanied by excessive lightning, hail, strong damaging winds, as well as heavy downpours that might lead to localized flooding. The alert that we have is all for most parts of KZN except the extreme northern parts of KwaZulu-Natal, and that is a yellow level 2 alert.
There'll also be cloudy conditions on Sunday.
There are still some chances of rain. A 30% chance can be expected over KZN, with a 60% chance only expected over the northern parts of KZN for Sunday. There is a very slight chance of some severe thunderstorms over northern KZN, but that alert has not been issued out as yet.
And new evidence has apparently emerged in the 1.1 million rand fraud case against SAFA President Danny Yordan and his co-accused CFO Officer Ronnie Hluyo and businessman Trevor Niethling. Yordan is accused of hiring a private security company for his own protection and a public relations company without the necessary authorization from the SAFA board. The Palm Ridge Specialized Commercial Crimes Court today heard the state has obtained 64 gigabytes of material to process before proceedings can continue. Prosecutor Moagi Malebati said the defense submitted selective emails, prompting a subpoena to a service provider. The matter has been postponed to November. And in the U.S., authorities have named the man accused of killing right-wing activist Charlie Kirk as Tyler Robinson. They say a family member helped turn him in after a frantic manhunt. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says one of Robinson's relatives contacted a friend who then phoned the police. The 31-year-old was killed after being hit by a single bullet in his neck while addressing a large crowd at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 29.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. BOC women team captain Nolisindiso Boy says tomorrow's match against the Black Ferns in the World Cup marks a special day in South African rugby history. Springbok assistant coach Mzwandile Stick says they have to be at their best for the full 80 minutes of tomorrow's clash against the All Blacks, and the Proteas take on England in their second T20 tonight.